It's Studio One Tracks on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Mark Simmet, and we have live in our Cedar Falls studios the Cedar Rapids Band in the Attic. Welcome, guys, to the guys and Piper as well.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Nice of you to be so diverse.
Yeah.
So we're going to hear some great music tonight. You've got a new record coming out sometime this year, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Hopefully
specific dates.
And we're going to hear some tracks from that upcoming release during this performance. Does that record have a title yet, by any chance?
We're thinking either In Heat or Translucent Juices was passed around once. But other than that, no, we don't have a title for it.
I'm sure you've had many, many suggestions have been tossed around. So let's get right to it. It's In the Attic on Studio One.
Thank you.
even want to know. Do I grow older? Have some children and a place to call my home?
It's In the Attic on Studio One Tracks here on Iowa Public Radio. We're going to take a bit of a break after that opening three-song salvo there from In the Attic. Sounding great, by the way.
Thank you.
So In the Attic has been around since, 2012?
Yeah, roughly.
Wow, it's been that long.
Yeah, and somebody was asking me earlier, I was like, so long you guys been a band? I was like, I don't remember.
And there have been some personnel changes along the way, like any band, I'm sure.
Yep, yep.
Maybe we should introduce who's in the band right now.
Oh, yeah, let's go for it.
Who do we start with?
Let's start with the woman.
Ladies first.
Lovely, lovely. Piper McGee on violin.
She doesn't have a microphone, so.
In front of me, we got Tyler. He has a great butt, by the way. He's been working out a lot.
It's so
they
plump.
They say that quite often. Yeah.
That plump romp.
Josie. And then the man bun over here is Brennan Gravy.
Hello.
Or Gravive, whatever you want.
Yeah.
And then we got Kyler Shushushuts over on bass. Yeah. And I'm Tanner Parks. I play drums.
Okay. And how does the songwriting work in the band? Does everybody contribute?
Yeah.
I've been in the band for 2 months.
So sure, Kyler does it all.
Waiting for that first song that
Oh, yeah. For the most part, lately, it's been a lot of Brennan Tyler bringing chord structures and lyrics. And then if we need more lyrics or to add to the song, we all do it. But for the most part, it's like someone brings chord structure, no matter who it is. And then if they have words or if they don't, then one other person writes it or another person writes it. Then everyone kind of just writes their own parts. And then if the original songwriter has ideas they want to do, then it goes on from there.
Yeah.
Okay. And In the Attic records for White Sofa Records. Now, is this your record company?
Yes.
No secret there.
Nope.
Not at all.
And I'd advise everybody to check out whitesofarecords.com. Very nice looking website there. Do you do that in-house as well?
Yes, I do.
He's very proud of that. Yeah.
So proud.
Somehow
update our
knew.
Show dates.
And there's a lot of things going on for this band, as you'll find out if you visit whitesofarecords.com. I just wanted to mention a couple of them. You've got something called the Tiny Bus Series, which is just really getting underway, right?
Yeah, we were the first band to do it. It was our friend Adam Vandervaart's idea to do it. He built a tiny house out of a small school bus with his girlfriend, Courtney. And Adam does ceramics, and his girlfriend is an artist, and they're both very amazing at what they do. Yeah. Should check out their artwork.
Oh, for sure.
But yeah, they renovated in a bus, and it's just so beautiful. And Adam one day was like, dude, we should have, like, live shows in here. I was like, you can't get an audience in here. Like, what if we bring a camera and, like, then put it up online? And so, yeah, we did the first one. Then we have a few others scheduled for spring. I know the Horse Theory wants to do one. So that'll probably be the next one. And then a couple side projects of us, we'll do them. And then a few other friends have expressed interest too. So, and if you are an artist that wants to play inside of the bus and do a strip down set, contact us. We'd love to have you.
All right. Contact information at the website?
Yes. WhiteSofaRecords@gmail.com.
Okay. And there's a very nice version of Whiskey River that you're going to do for us later on that you did for the Tiny Bus Series. So again, check it out at whitesofarecords.com. Right now, let's have some more from In the Attic.
Sing a song out and
Oh,
Take me home from In the Attic here on Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. I'm Mark Simmet. New single on the way here very soon from In the Attic, and a new album coming out sometime this year, maybe by summertime. But we think certainly in this calendar year, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay. And you guys have a lot of other things going on. You've got a podcast called Drunk Upon a Time. Now, what is that all about?
Essentially, the easiest way to put it down is it's a podcast about artists of all forms and the crazy stuff that they do. And we drink along with their memories. So essentially, what happens is I research a subject or like subjects, if it's like a whole band or anything. And then I get together with people, usually Tyler, Bren, and our friend Zach. And sometimes we have guests, like we've had Arius on, and Piper's been on a couple times, and our photographer's been on. And then I read about this person's life, and it's usually insane.
They're awful people.
Yeah, pretty terrible human beings. And except for Cynthia Plastercaster, yeah, she was pretty rad.
Yeah,
she was pretty rad. And then we I tell them the story, and then we all either just like discuss it or make jokes about it, because it's usually pretty crazy, and like we can never believe that these human beings walked the earth and did the things that they did, and we ruin a lot of people's childhoods and hopes and dreams about other bands and stuff, because the people that are in them are monsters.
Yeah, so I can never watch Robin Hood.
Oh, The Adventures of Robin Hood? Yeah, Errol Flynn's a terrible person.
Yeah, that was completely ruined for me because of that podcast.
You can see what podcasts are available at the website whitesofarecords.com, and links there as well. And we want to quickly mention a couple of the side projects the band is involved in, Lazy Twitch and Waystoke. Whose side projects are these?
Hi, I'm Brennan. I'm Lazy Twitch as well. That just kind of started as a reason to make more music. I was sitting on a lot of songs, and In the Attic was kind of in a weird, like, not playing phase.
A little hiatus.
Yeah, a little hiatus. So I was like, I want to still play music. So I just came up with a moniker and went with it.
Okay, yeah. And Waystoke?
Piper and I are Waystoke. I am Tanner. I guess it was more of a reason to make more music, but early on when I was bringing songs to the band, it was other people singing them, and it was a lot more personal, and so I wanted to just start doing it, because, I mean, I can't sing well at all, but I love doing it. It's a lot of fun, and I asked Piper to help me out, and then... So a lot of the songs we have right now are just ones that I've been writing the past few years. But as we go along, it'll be more of her and I writing songs, because she has a lot of really good ones too. She just she wants to learn how to sing in public.
All right.
She's a shy little flower.
Before we get back to music from In the Attic, how did you ever end up with a violin player in your band?
Ooh, this crazy little thing called Tinder.
Piper was in Paris, and we both happened to be flipping through that amazing, air quotes, app, and we matched with each other. Then we started talking, and it was I think the same likeness for Cloud Cult is what hooked us, because I was going to see them like 2 days after we met, and I was like, oh, I'm going to see Cloud Cult, like not thinking she would know who they were, and she was like, you're going to see Cloud Cult, you're so lucky. And then from there on out, we started talking a lot more, and then she was going to move to Denver, and that fell through, and then I was like, I mean, you can just live with me. And so that's how that relationship started, and here we are like almost 2 years later. And then she was brought up doing classical music, and she's an amazing classical violinist, and she loves doing Celtic music and stuff. It's like, it's really amazing to hear her play. And Waystoke, we do some jigs and stuff like that too, to fill time, and because she loves doing them. And then she had an electric violin, and I was like, do you want to play violin with us? And she thought it would be a good opportunity to learn how to improvise, so I guess she said yes. And then here we are, almost a year later playing with her, right?
I feel like it's been longer than that.
It's over a year.
Yeah, one blown left eardrum
later for her.
It's a good thing that she doesn't have a mic to tell us, tell us how that happened. But let's get back to In the Attic on Studio One.
Thank you. snare just like slid like 6 inches straight down.
That's In the Attic here on Studio One Tracks on Iowa Public Radio. Some upcoming dates for In the Attic. This Saturday, March 23rd, it's Moco Game Room and Hot Dog Bar, a happening place in Cedar Rapids, I hear.
Yeah, it just opened kind of recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's this Saturday, March 23rd. Any other upcoming dates you wanted to throw out there? The Spring Fling?
Yeah, that's a fundraiser in Cedar Rapids. Everyone should come to that.
It's in Walford.
Oh, it's in Walford, apparently. That was
not bad.
And that's on April 13th?
Yeah. Yes.
That's run by Fight Club. They're They're another Fate Club, sorry.
Yeah.
They're
run by Brad Pitt and Edward Norton. It gets pretty intense during the spring fling.
Yeah.
They're a Cedar Rapids organization.
Yeah.
They do a lot of like other music stuff, mainly like fundraisers, but they also help out other bands in the area, give them promotion.
Jason's a great guy.
Jason's so great.
Yeah.
And I think you wanted to mention the date you've got coming up in August, Common Ground in Sound.
Oh, yeah.
What's Brian, that all about?
Yeah, we're going to be in Omaha. My aunt helps run the youth orchestra there in Omaha, and so we're going to spend a day with them and play a few songs. And it's kind of more featuring Piper since she's the violinist. But
it's to promote women in music, ranging from rock to classical.
Yeah, and everything in between.
Yeah, and we're going to bring the rock element.
So you can find that appearance information and much more at whitesofarecords.com. Everything having to do with In the Attic. Thanks to Phil Moss, our technical producer. Assistance from Chris Fenton and Tony Daner. I'm Mark Simmet, and a big thanks to Tyler, Brennan, Tanner, Piper, and Kyler in the Attic. What a great set you guys did here.
Thanks for having us.
It was nice to have you. Thanks a lot. And we have one more, right?
Yeah. I got one more question, too. Do you want to be on the podcast?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm holding you to that.
Documented forever on the internet.
So this one is our leading single from the album, Whiskey River. Song's pretty old. Not going to lie, it's like 5 years old at this point.
They can walk and talk now.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do this.
been a wonderful time here in Cedar Falls, Iowa. We've been in the attic, and a one, a two, one, two, three, four!